At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm Harlan. This is my podcast, Visual Learner. Welcome to another episode. I want to start this one by saying, holy shit, thank you to everybody who tuned in 2 weeks ago now to the first episode. Almost 20,000 of you decided to watch me ramble for about an hour. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I have a bunch more stuff I want to talk about this week. Because it's always a busy week. It never ends. There's always something awful, and hilarious. Hopefully these episodes won't be me just talking about how awful everything is, though. So this week, I want to get right into it. We finally got a Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer, an actual trailer, not like the first one. And who knows when it's actually ever... Well, we know when it's going to actually come out now, but they could just be lying to us again. As somebody who plays a decent amount of video games, I am very, very excited for Grand Theft Auto. And it's... I'm constantly struggling with video game playing. Some of you actually asked in some of the questions... what some video games were that I was playing. And I have been actually very excited for Grand Theft Auto 6. It looks incredible. I'm very curious as to how they improve on 5. I'm a huge fan of Red Dead Redemption 2. I have played that like 3 or 4 times, so I hope they incorporate some of the fun stuff you get to do in there and expand on it. That would be great. But every time there's a new game trailer that comes out, especially one as big and recognizable as Grand Theft Auto, there are always people, detractors, let's call them. And I saw a tweet from the one and only Andrew Tate saying, if you're obsessed with GTA 6 because you have zero cars, women, yachts, money, or action in your real life. And I mean, I'm not expecting Andrew Tate to have a full understanding of why people play video games at all. But part of the reason that we do this is because, I mean, yeah, it's we don't have access to that stuff. And it's not because of the reasons that Andrew Tate probably thinks. It's because we're not sex traffickers who make our money on cam girls and exploit them. We have normal jobs, and also everything is fucking expensive. And also, nope, not all of us need a yacht. We don't need yachts, and we don't need a shitload of cars. Some people live in what few cities there are that have decent public transportation, and a car is actually a terrible investment to have. Also, doing the stuff that you do in Grand Theft Auto equals jail time normally. It's just it's a fantasy, right? It's stress reliever. I don't actually want to, you know, go rob a bank. My life's not actually Heat. So I saw that, and it's just, it comes up all the time. People don't have an understanding of why people play video. It's like, I don't play Skyrim because I think that there are lizard people and cat people that I can interact with. That's not why I do it. I do it because they don't exist. and that's fun to imagine. That's all. Also, really rich coming saying like that you don't have action in your real life from the guy who, you know, had institutes and online classes that were all definitely not real. So get out of here. Why anyone is paying attention to Andrew Tate, I don't know. Even myself. It's clearly always just rage bait, and I should just ignore it. It also just, like, reinforces the idea that video games are not, like, masculine or for men or adults. I'm curious if he thinks that video games altogether shouldn't exist. Like, if he saw a child playing a video game, would he be like, get your fucking Bugatti, or whatever, however he sounds. I think I called him I think I said he sounded like a racist drunk cartoon in one of my last videos. So yeah, saw that, thought I wanted to just touch on it really quick, but yeah, Grand Theft Auto 6, we have a release date next year, literally a year and I don't know, a week or two until it comes out, which is not ideal. I think there have been more Grand Theft Auto games that have come out, like three or four Grand Theft Auto games have come out in the span since this one was released, or since the last one was released, because the last one came out in what, 20... It can't be 2013. That's not... Is that right? When did Grand Theft Auto 5 come out? GTA 5 release. 2013. It's been 12, well, it'll be 13 years when this next one comes out. That's crazy. Wow. And then Red Dead came out in 2018. So that'll be 8 years. Holy shit. What is taking so long? I mean, I was always under the assumption that as technology advances, it gets faster. We're able to, you know, it's exponential, the advancement of technology. Does that apply to video games at all? Or is this game just going to be like the last Grand Theft Auto game they ever make because they'll never need to make another one? I don't understand how it's been so long. Anyway. Moving on, I wanted also to talk about we got a new pope before Grand Theft Auto 6. So new pope, Pope Leo, I believe his name is. Pope Leo. We had a conclave. All the girlies were losing their mind over a conclave. I don't know why. I don't understand what the meme angle of conclave being this is, this like girly pop thing, unless I'm misinterpreting it. I don't know. But Pope Leo, he's here. He's from Chicago. We got Pope Leo from Chicago. Big Bears fan, most likely. I believe there are photos of him from Chicago baseball games. So we got a real red-blooded American Italian Pope now. That's blows my mind. That is so weird to me. We got an American in the Vatican, man. It just doesn't compute to me. It doesn't make any sense. How did they let this happen? I'm technically I'm Catholic, baptized Catholic, but it just seems weird to me that there's an American Pope, man. And like like the Vatican, I was gonna say the Vatican's better than that, but we all know some of the stuff they did. So maybe not. I don't know. It just seems like such a European institution that to sully your name by hiring a hot dog eating American, it doesn't make any sense. Why'd you do that? He seems like a pretty chill guy, but and I assumed that Americans would be stoked. Right wing Americans, to be clear, would be very excited that there was an American in the Pope. I know there's a we're more of a Christian nation than a Catholic one, but just the optics of finally getting an American in there, you know, I feel like I thought that they would be very excited about it, but no, you can't make any of them happy no matter what you do. People were calling him a woke Pope. Let me see if I can find the tweet. Woke. the woke Pope. Oh, yes. Oh, so he's like woke. And it's not. He's not. From what I was reading, he is actually a little bit more conservative than the last Pope. Because he's said things in the past about not being like pro gay marriage or pro LGBTQ, which, by the way, the fact that any Pope was cool with that is crazy. And Laura Loomer called him a woke Marxist Pope. Just saying words. None of those. That's not. No. Laura Loomer doesn't know what the fuck a Marxist is. Woke Pope. Yeah, the Republicans are already mad at the new Pope. None of these people, like Laura Loomer isn't digging through this Pope's history. She doesn't know anything about him. They just get mad. More rage bait shit, I'm sure. But on top of that, I guess there were some actual lunatics out there who've started to transvestigate the Pope. That's right. Transvestigating an old man who looks like an old man. I found a tweet. Pope Leo the 14th, the first ever American Pope, biofemale skull, skull check only. All right, well, my GarageBand just freaked out and tried to connect to my phone for some reason. So we'll see if this video is totally fucked. Anyway, they're transvestigating the Pope. There's a tweet that has his... it's on the screen if you're not watching it, which you can go watch this on YouTube. If you can also listen to it. I don't know how many, I haven't checked the stats on how many people just listen to the audio, but you can go watch this and you can listen to it. So somebody was transvestigating his skull, and they have a diagram of a male skull with, I don't know, there's two lines that intersect, one referencing the height of his skull and one referencing the width, and where the width at his jawline or cheekbones, and that's the female skull, it should be wider there. And then the female skull is apparently wider at your noggin at the top. And so they put it over, they superimpose it on his head. And apparently his head is wider than his jaw, like from cheekbone to cheekbone. And I really don't see it. This stuff is so fucking stupid. Transvestigating. MAGA brains are broken. This person says they speed ran the normal Pope conspiracies and made the quantum leap to the Pope is worse than woke. He's trans in less than 12 hours. Because this was posted on May 8th. It's like all, I swear to, I think all that transvestigating is like modern day phrenology. It's just pseudoscience. And it's which makes it racist on top of being anti-trans or transphobic. Like, what do you even say anymore? Like, you could find photos of biological female women whose jaw cheekbones are wider than their cranium. Have you never seen Anya Taylor-Joy? She's honestly, I'm more convinced she's just an alien from outer space than she is a trans woman. I mean, I don't think that she's a trans woman at all, but she, you get what I'm saying. She's got a wild cranium, but I would never say, I would never apply phrenology to for what purpose? To prove that she's an alien?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So they've transvested again. They've outjerked themselves, the transvestigators. every time there is somebody even slightly progressive in the news, and again, this Pope isn't like, he's not a woke Marxist by any means, but anytime some new person enters the scene, the zeitgeist, we've gotta figure out what their dick and ball situation is, and it's disgusting. They did this with Michelle Obama, and I don't think they ever gave up. I mean, I think there are still people out there screaming into the void about how they think Michelle Obama is a man. That one's for sure racist, right? That's transphobic and racist. It's really wild how quickly he's American. You should be thankful. Take the L or take the W on that one. At least you got a hot dog eating American in the Vatican making major decisions for the Catholic Church. You guys made it, in my opinion. There were no more worlds to conquer. There were no more transgender worlds to conquer. You've done it. Why? It's so, people have too much fucking time on their hands. Speaking of too much time on their hands, I also saw that there's a new trend, in air quotes, among teenagers in school. And most of the time, these trends are not trends. It's just teenagers being teenagers who all collectively figured something out at the same time across the country. I don't know, whatever that phenomenon is. And so they started to, but the news got hold of it, and now it's a fucking TikTok trend. Because we have to blame bored teenagers being destructive on everything but a lack of parenting or boredom, just boredom in general, not having a place to, not having third spaces to go to anymore. So they fuck shit up. And they all have ADD probably. So I'm going to play this clip and I'll put it in the video.
It's the disturbing TikTok trend putting kids in danger in classrooms across multiple states. A growing number of videos posted to TikTok and other platforms in recent days, appearing to show kids sticking school supplies like pencils and paper clips in their Chromebooks, sparking electrical fires and releasing toxic smoke. One incident at Connecticut's Newington.
Just as many pieces of graphite shoved in that USB port as they could possibly get. And then huffing the fumes. Oh, man.
Connecticut's Newington High School forcing an evacuation.
It became clear that the damage was done intentionally, that it wasn't a malfunctioning Chromebook.
If there's a fire, it's producing toxic smoke. We don't want people breathing
that
stuff.
Did they think it was an accident beforehand? I don't. Of course somebody fucked with it. That doesn't just happen. Yeah, TikTok trend of sticking, jamming as much graphite into your computer as possible is trending. But it's It's just bored kids. I love every time there's a new internet trend, and the news turns into this fear-mongering factory trying to scare parents into. I mean, because like, who does this help? Just discipline the kids. We don't need a whole thing about it. You're drawing more attention to it, and now more kids know that they can put their pencil lead in a computer and it'll explode. Every kid, that's every kid's dream. How do I make something at school explode? How do I do it? And also maybe make it look like an accident. Why would you do, you're just going to exacerbate it. This is the Streisand effect. Stop calling attention to this. You're going to give more kids more ideas. What other stuff can I shove my pencil lead into? The projector? I don't even know if schools use projectors anymore. They probably do. Some of the poorer ones. but it's not a trend. Stop calling this stuff a trend. Or a challenge. It's not a challenge. A challenge involves there's a winner and a loser. The only loser is the school. What was that last one? What was the one where kids were like hanging themselves or whatever? The asphyxiation challenge? I don't even think that one was all that real. The funniest one was instead like was when they were when kids started stealing crazier and crazier stuff from school. What was that one called? Because they've moved on from stealing. I don't know why GarageBand keeps trying to connect to my fucking phone. Get out of here. Anyway, sorry. Probably cut that out. The kids have gone from stealing school supplies, not just supplies either, by the way, but like whiteboards. I think I saw one kid steal an entire toilet or a urinal or something somehow. Kids stealing school, just stealing the school trend. What was it called? Wicked Devious Licks. That's right. The Devious Licks thing. And yeah, somebody stole a toilet, the hand soap, stall doors in the bathroom, a lot of bathroom related theft because that's the only place that, you know, teachers aren't always, sinks, so it's just bored kids. It's bored kids with nothing to do. And nobody paying attention to them. At the end of the day, I think that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. Kids need stuff to do. They need to, I mean, at the same time, it is pretty funny, man. just take their computers away. They don't get computers anymore. Sorry, no more computers, kids. You're going to have to use, you know, a chalkboard now. You're going to have to do all your math problems in your head. You can't use ChatGPT to write your essays for you anymore. Take them away, right? Sorry, you're going to destroy these. I mean, take them away for the ChatGPT thing, I think, first. And then, secondly, because they're going to shove graphite in the USB port and explode them and get, you know, lithium poisoning. I don't know what happens when you ignite a lithium battery inside a computer. Speaking of ChatGPT as well, I'm going to talk about this in my next video, but man, everybody's just cheating. Huh? In school, using ChatGPT to write their essays. There was a New York Magazine article about this. I don't want to go too much into it because I'm going to do a whole video on. I kind of touched on the ChatGPT thing, but I'm talking about some other AI stuff in the next actual video. But this ChatGPT thing, I've seen so many takes about the ChatGPT outsourcing critical thinking to write your essays. And, you know, while I agree with a lot of the takes saying that, like, you know, because there's a lot of comparisons that ChatGPT is a tool, like a calculator. The thing is, that's not, it's kind of a false equivalence. It's not exactly the same thing. One, it's much more complex than punching in numbers, you know, 2 times 5 equals 10. That's not really what's happening. It's all based on stolen data in order to write this stuff for you. And it's with us forever now. Like, it is ingrained in our society. It's not going anywhere. Eventually, you're not going to be able to avoid it. I mean, you do a Google search, You do a Google search now, and it spits out a ChatGPT equivalent at this point. Like, you can't not get around it. If you use widely acceptable tools like Google at this point, you know, I'm sure there are search engines that don't do that, but who the fuck is using those? What are you using? DuckDuckGo? Opera? Everything is tied to my Google account. I'm not leaving. And that's been intentional, right? So you can't escape it. It is a part of our society. It's not going anywhere. And I hate to sound like the guy that's like, fucking shut up and accept it. Not shut up, but like, what, we don't have any control over it. So I think there's a bit more nuance to saying, you know, to calling it anything more than like a calculator. And also, though, there's a thing that like a lot of these people and their hot takes have not been talking about, which is you can't kids need to be taught how to use it properly, I think, at this point. That's unfortunately where we're at. It's been shoved into our lives, and people need to be taught how to properly use it, because I think there is a proper way to use it. And one of those ways is to not say, hey, I have to write an essay on Hamlet. Write me an essay on Hamlet. No, no, no. And then just taking that, copy paste it and submitting it. No, don't do that. You can't do that. What you have to do, because ChatGPT is often wrong with the information it gives you, it makes up sources, it gives incorrect data, it doesn't properly quote things, or it quotes things from a different version of something that you're reading, right? Is you, the user, have to give it all the information. You still have to have a critical thought and an opinion, an interpretation of whatever you're reading in order to write the essay. You have to provide it with your thoughts. I think at where ChatGPT and generative AI is at right now, specifically text generative AI, is it's really only good for cleaning up those thoughts, formatting, and that's kind of it. It shouldn't be used as a thing that just pumps out a perfect essay that makes sense, because one, there are dead giveaways. We all, at this point, I think, know them. An overuse of em dashes is a big one. Starting a sentence and then adding a clarifying sentence. Like, blank isn't just blank, it's also blank. That's another big giveaway. So you can't let it do, you can't do that, because people will tell, you'll know, you plug this into ChatGPT. You have to give it as much information. You have to read the material still. And then you have to add things, edit it. I've used ChatGPT in the past. I think it is one of the other things I think it's good for is if you get stuck on an idea and you can't figure out how to phrase it, or you can't figure out, like, you're just, and it's not writer's block because you have the idea, but you can't figure out how to like make it concise and digestible. I think it can do a good job, if not providing you with that new thing that you can use, at least giving you an idea of like, oh, actually, that's not what I'm going to use ChatGPT, but it gave me an idea of how I would phrase this actually now. So you can't rely on whatever it pumps out to be a finished product. You just can't. And you can't just say type a fucking essay and turn it in. So I think there's some middle ground. And I don't know if that's a hot take. Maybe I'm fucking wrong too. And I know that none of this touches on the fact that it's just plagiarism. The only reason that these LLMs and generative art AIs even exist is because they've stolen, I don't know, millions, trillions of pieces of data and as training data, right? So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But from the amount that I've used and interacted with some of this stuff, and the fact that it's fucking not going anywhere, there's got to be a more ethical way to use it in the future. You know, so I don't know. It's a big topic of conversation, and I don't know. Maybe there are other people that are out there that agree with me that I just haven't seen it. Because it's either like ChatGPT is fucking evil, or ChatGPT is, yeah. I mean, nobody's really on the side of ChatGPT. I'm not even really on the side of ChatGPT. I understand that it is essentially, you know, outsourcing our critical thinking to an extent. And maybe there's a bit of like an optimist in me that thinks that if people just understood how it worked and were trained and not trained, but, you know, educated on it, it wouldn't be as bad as it is. Is that naive? Maybe I'm stupid. Also, another segue. I've been segueing all of these things I wanted to talk about perfectly. Speaking of regurgitating information, I have another clip I saw of FKA Twigs, the musician, at some keynote speech saying some of the most brain-dead, pseudo-intellectual shit I've seen from a celebrity in a minute. And I'm going to play it for you now.
Where are the thinkers?
I think we're all thinkers, but we're blocked by so much.
Yeah. But where are the great thinkers now?
Well, like,
I know. I feel like throughout history, there's always been thinkers. Now we're like regurgitators. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, because like we're fed algorithms all the time.
This whole interaction is so obnoxiously pretentious and stupid. I want to talk about this because I saw where all the thinkers. Where are all the thinkers? This is obnoxious and pretentious for a couple of reasons. One, there are. We're all doing it. Everybody's thinking all the time. Do you mean philosophers? Because we arguably have more philosophers than we will ever need. We're just riddled with philosophers now. I would say there's too many thinkers out there I'm including myself in this, who have a platform to talk about all their thoughts. And we just don't need it. I'm only doing this to make content because I have to fill the gaps in between other stuff. This is a marketing tool that I am doing here. There's too many of us. There's too many people thinking. And all this really says, all what I get from this is what she is saying is not where are all the thinkers, but why am I not aware of stuff going on out there? That's what I'm understanding from this. And what do you mean by a thinker? What do you mean? Do you mean philosophers? Do you mean fucking medical students? Do you mean artists? Poets? Just, you know, students? Are they not thinkers as well? They're everywhere. What are you saying? Where are all the thinkers? They never went anywhere. We've made more of them. They just keep fucking coming out. You're a thinker. Technically, FK Twigs is a thinker. She's saying her thoughts. She thought that thought, and then she said it, and she thought it would be profound, and it's fucking not. It's so stupid. It barely makes sense. And coming from somebody in her position, ultimately, this is wildly condescending. It's extremely condescending because you're ignoring or not thinking about the thinkers that are out there that you don't know about. Just because you think doesn't mean you am. That's not right. It's condescending, it's classist, and yeah, it's the pseudo-intellectual, it's regurgitation. You're regurgitating some shit you probably heard from somebody else and forgot, and now you're regurgitating it. We're all regurgitating stuff all the time. We're no better than ChatGPT. We're just a bunch of regurgitators. Everything we know came from somebody else figuring something else on, and so on and so on and so on. All the way back to the first caveman who, I don't know, maybe accidentally made fire. He could have just found it. There could have been a lightning strike. It all probably started from not even a thought, but from coincidence or accident. There could have been a lightning strike 10, 15,000 years ago, and a caveman picked up a stick that was on fire and went, ugh. Good. And that's how we got fire. And then that's how we got the light bulb. And that's how we got ChatGPT. And then that's how we got FKA Twigs thinking this is insightful and fucking galaxy brain shit. And it's not. The woman's reaction to her too. What are you saying? We're blocked? Blocked? Blocked by what? This isn't constipation. Mental constipation? You got shit for brains? I think she's saying she has shit for brains. They both do. At the same time, I love it when people, when like, especially somebody who's like out there and like, FK Twigs, I'm a fan of her music. I like her music. I like her stage performances. I like her music videos. Her fashion is out there, dude. And I love that. And we need more of that. We need more experimental people putting their art out there. What we don't maybe need is them opening their mouths so much. Because I think a lot of that type of people like FK Twigs, who are very fashionable and like trendsetting, whatever you want to call it. It's those people that say dumb shit like this, that don't think about what you're talking about when you're asking, where are the thinkers? Like, you're one. Look at all the stuff you've done. It's incredible. You're a thinker. But it's always those fucking people that say shit like this. And I don't understand what the correlation is. It's a fascinating correlation. That should be studied. I need answers to why it's people that also look kind of like aliens, who say all the crazy, pretentious, pseudo-intellectual shit that sounds like it was in like a like a bad poetry book that you'd find in someone's bathroom. Okay. We've been recording for 40 minutes now. I think it's time to look at some of these questions that were sent in to me. All right, well, this one is on trend. This person actually asked about AI. They ask, why does it feel like progressive-leaning folks... Hang on, let me move some stuff around. Why does it feel like progressive-leaning folks tend to hate AI usage I assume that means more than conservatives. Not to paint broad strokes, but progressives tend to have more educated, nuanced takes. But whenever I talk in my spheres of people about AI for medical advancing applications, I get met with brick walls of its AI slop and some outbursts about AI art. I don't know how to approach my friends about the good sides of it if I get met with almost tech illiterate responses. What do? Truly, what do? I mean, this is kind of the point I was making earlier about there's nuance in this stuff. AI has been used for technological, to advance life-saving technologies, right? That is a fact. It's also been used to in the military to end lives. So I don't know if they're, I mean, it doesn't sound like they're making that distinction. I think they're getting confused between generative consumer grade AI, like ChatGPT, writing essays or making, who was the anime artist? Why can't I remember his name right now? They made, you know, is it Howl's Flying Castle? Why can't I remember his name? AI. Oh my God. I want to say Akira Kurosawa, but that's not right. What the fuck is wrong with me? AI. Studio Ghibli. Yeah, but who is Studio Ghibli? Ghibli? I never know. Who is that person? Why can't I remember? Oh my God, this is going to drive me fucking crazy. I'm having a complete meltdown right now. Miyazaki. Oh my God. Oh my God. You ever just like completely blank on a person's name and then get really frustrated and have an anxiety attack? That just happened to me. sorry. Anyway, I think that they are conflating different types of AI that exist out there. One that is used specifically for technological advancements in medicine. I'm sure it's used in things like, traffic monitoring, things like that, to make sure that, I don't know, the flow of traffic works faster. What an insane example I could have pulled up that I know nothing about. I know it's also used again in the military. But those are wildly different applications and technologies. I'm sure that the fucking AI that is used to spot cancer cells is not the same large language model that's being used to write piss poor essays in high school and, you know, undergraduate degrees. So I think it's not necessarily about like political affiliation. It's just about what these people are reading in the news every day. And what's in the news every day is how ChatGPT is being used to write essays and make fucking shitty versions of Miyazaki's art. Like, that's it. And this goes for everybody. People need to be a lot better and a lot more mindful about the, like, what we're calling things and what you know as an individual, and that you're not straight up spreading misinformation, because that's what a lot of this stuff is. It's not AI slop if it's used to, you know, stitch together an artery in someone's body. Like, there are benefits. It's just you're talking about two different kinds of AI. I saw this. This was submitted a while ago now. Somebody said, you've mentioned Hassan a few times. Have you followed the Hassan versus H3 stuff? Apparently Mark Twain. You put anonymous, but that says Mark Twain sent this in. I don't think that's the real Mark Twain asking about Hassan and H3. You know, I have thoughts on it. I've been kind of paying attention to it. I watched iDubbbz' content cop about it. And, well, about him and Ethan, not so much the H3 Hassan stuff. I think Ethan has been crashing out for a variety of reasons. And I'm not going to diagnose him. But one of the things I think, one of the reasons I think that he keeps coming back to this well is because it's a deep well, because people will watch it. And the more people talk about it, like I am right now, the more he'll continue to make content. I mean, I don't think Hassan should be engaging with it at all. I think that he lets people bring it up. And listen, I know that they're friends, and I can't imagine what it's like to go have a former friend call you a fucking terrorist to tens of thousands of people or millions of people online. You know, when you post entire, you know, content nukes about it, and the whole thing is just kind of sad to me. And I think to me, it seems below Hassan. I think Hassan has much more important things to talk about. For a while, he was doing a good job ignoring it. But it's like a form of harassment at a certain point, and I understand that too. Like, you can't, at a certain point, you have to address it because this other person is delusional and losing their mind. So those are some of my just surface level thoughts on the whole thing. I wish that, you know, I wish it would end. I'm honestly at this point tired of it. Tired of seeing it, because it's pointless at a certain point. Let's see. We can do a few more of these. Okay, so this is another one. Someone says, it sounds like you're child-free. Same. If true, what made you decide that, and how much shit did or have you gotten for it? Additionally, do you have any pets? This is from Betsy. I am child-free. I made the decision... And I'm not in a relationship, so this is a decision that's purely for me. I think I made that decision a long time ago. How do I make this a short story? I don't know if this is why anybody else does, but like I had a decent childhood. I don't want this to sound like I don't want to have kids because mine was so terrible, but I've always thought, you know, because my parents were divorced, I grew up with my mom. I didn't see my dad all that often. And only in the last, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, kind of he and I reconnected a bit and talk really frequently now. But, you know, I saw him in the summers. And for a long time, I think I blamed him for the state of my life when that was unfair, first of all. I felt resentful, which probably that's a little justifiable, but I always thought to myself, you know, children don't have a choice to be born, right? There's not like a ghost of a child floating up there and you can go, do you want to be conscious and in a real mortal body? Yeah. Okay. That's not right. Like, there's no choice. I didn't have a choice to be born. I didn't have a choice to live in this world and deal with all the fucked up shit. I really don't think I just don't want to deal with, and nobody should have to deal with. And so it's hard for me to justify having a child when those are the circumstances. Especially if I, as a potential father, would never be able to, well, not never, but have always been unsure that I would be able to provide the life that I think that child deserves. Right now, I you know, work in fashion apparel retail. I make well under what the new poverty range is in San Francisco. I don't have a car, right? And I'm still fucking broke. And how do you raise a child in under those conditions? And then making sure that you're not a lunatic and putting your own insecurities and traumas onto that child. It's just too much for me. And the way the world is going, we are the youngest generation are going to inherit a dead earth. That just doesn't seem fair to me. So now it's just a matter of finding somebody who has the same sentiments as me. I did not get any shit for it because a lot of my friends are actually child-free and have gotten vasectomies and shit. So that's the next medical procedure for me. But yeah, no, everybody, you know, again, I live in San Francisco. There are pretty progressive folks who understand. And even the people that have kids are like, yeah, it's fucked up. It's like, why'd you have them then? That's fucked up. So no, didn't get any shit. Let's see. What's another, we can do one more maybe. What's another good one? Oh, Jesus, that's not paragraphs and paragraphs. I should put a character limit on this. Well, this is also kind of on theme for this episode. You mentioned last episode video games being a good substitute for substances. Now I'm curious, what have you been playing lately? It's actually been a minute since I picked up a video game. I kind of alternate between Doom Eternal, Red Dead Redemption 2, and Grand Theft Auto. I actually replayed Grand Theft Auto 5 because I thought the new one was coming out. So I replayed that, like, I think it finished another replay through a month ago. And then I also picked up Star Wars Outlaws, and I think it's fun. I think it's a fun game. I might do another playthrough of that. I like Star Wars. I like the vibe and the aesthetic of Star Wars, especially in that game. I think it does a really good job. And then every once in a while, I'll also pick up, or start to play like again, Jedi Survivor, which is another fun, that's a lightsaber version, but the scoundrel aspect of Star Wars is always really fun. So that's why I picked it up again actually last night and was playing some Star Wars Outlaws. I'm going to do that as soon as I'm done recording this. I'm going to play a couple of games of Sabacc, I think. And yeah, so that's what I'm playing. I don't know. I tried to play the new Senua's Sacrifice 2. The new one, and I don't know, I wasn't really feeling the second one. The first one's really cool, though. Very minimal kind of combat game. You're a Viking. If anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, go play the first Hellblade. That's what it is. Well, I think I can save some of these for next week. Remember, please go submit more of these questions if you enjoy this part of the show. I realize I tried to tell myself last week that when I do these questions, do the bit. And because I genuinely I get distracted by genuinely answering these questions. And I forget that I can do bits. And I didn't do the bit again. So, you know, but you guys ask serious questions. So send in some funny ones again, like advice. If you have, you know, I'll give relationship advice, workplace advice, school advice, or just, you know, what kind of succulent should I buy at the plant store? Is that anything? All right. This has been another episode of Visual Learner. I appreciate everybody for tuning in and checking these out. I hope you enjoy this one just as much as you did the last one. And be sure to comment and share this. I probably don't need to tell anybody that's watching this to subscribe, because you're probably already subscribed. I'm pretty sure only my subscribers are watching these. If you're not, wild. That's a crazy thing to do. And that's it. I'll see you on the flip side. That can't possibly be my outro.